Guys, welcome back to Team Muslima. Sorry if my voice is a little raspy because I kind of just woke up. But I haven't made a post. I can't even talk. This is how terrible it is. So I have not made my podcast over like a whole year or two. I completely forgot about it. And I've just been busy and I didn't really have time to record anymore. So I am coming back here to tell you, to share with you all the experiences I've experienced in my college life in this past couple of months. But first, let's hear it from the sponsor. So first thing first, finals week is over and school is over actually. And some of you know that I've been living on campus for the school year, and winter break is also coming, and that means I go back home and away from campus. And that day is actually today. I will be going home today. So, you know, if any of you guys want to hang out, I'll be in town for like a month and a half. I have no idea why the winter break is so long, but I'm not complaining because, you know, no school. So my college adventure actually starts mid-July. It was a little early, but I'm still not complaining because of all the experiences I got to experience. And so here you go. So July 15th, I finally got a job on campus, and I work at the food court, and the team are so nice, and I love my coworkers. I'm actually really close to, I think, one of them. Her name is Ray. Sorry, Ray, if you don't want me to disclose your name, but I did. And then the next day, the 16th, which is a Friday, I went to Knott's Berry Farm, which is a amusement park, with my two friends to kind of have a little get together with like the girls before we all moved out to, you know, college, since we all will be living on campus and we'll be away from each other for a while. Then at the end of July, I went to training for my work. So I had like a whole 2 weeks of training, and the training process was really cool because the people who actually works at the Qdoba itself, by the way, Qdoba is what the restaurant I work at is called. It's kind of like Chipotle, but Qdoba actually came first and then Chipotle, so technically Chipotle is like ours. So I had 2 weeks of training, and the people from Qdoba, like I said, came down here for 2 whole weeks just to train us, which was awesome. And I was able to be trained really well. I exceeded so well. I got a promotion. And now I am a lead shift for my team. And in the spring, I will also be a lead shift, continuing my responsibility from this term to the next. August. Okay, so August was kind of chaotic, but not really chaotic, you know. So the beginning of August was the continuation of my training. And then I actually started working too for like another whole week. Before I moved to campus, which was like the 11th, and that was like a Wednesday, we had a girls' picnic at the beach with the girls' youth group that I'm in. Excuse me. My voice is a little raspy because, honestly, I just woke up and I chose to do this right after I woke up, which is not a good idea because my voice is still raspy and kind of a little bit of, like, it's too deep. But that's okay. And I moved in August 15th to the dorm. It's so exciting because I was able to move into the suites, which is an apartment style dorm, and I got a single room, and I have three other roommates, but they all have their own single rooms, so we're just sharing a living room and the kitchen area. And in the kitchen, whenever I'm cooking, usually I'm there alone cooking because one of my roommates does not do much cooking, while the other two cooks rarely. So I'm the one who's always in there cooking, you know, fried chicken or fried rice or chicken nuggets. Just me will be cooking anything. I love being in the kitchen, honestly, because the kitchen means food. Food means I get to eat lots, especially if I'm cooking it. And then the Monday, which is the next day of we moving in, we as in me, I went to a hike. So the previous day, I met a few people. Actually, the day of moving in, I went to dinner at the dining hall, and we met this guy. His name is Alex. He's actually one of my closest friends too, along with one of my roommate, which her name is Susie. Sorry guys, if you guys didn't want to be mentioned, I mentioned you guys. I don't even know if there will be listening to this, but you know what? That's okay. So we actually met Alex, me and my roommate, and my coworker Ray, and her friend. We all ate dinner at the dining hall, and then we saw a guy just sitting all alone, eating his dinner, you know, kind of sad. And I was like, he looks kind of lonely. We should invite him. And they were all like, no, you go invite him. And then we would just kind of like back and forth and stuff. And so Ray's friend went to him and sat on his table and was like, do you want to sit with us? And then he was like, you know, why not? Sure. And then that same night, we went to the hike to the letters. So the letters are basically a letter for our campus, which is Cal Poly Pomona. And the letters are CPP for, you know, Cal Poly Pomona. And it's on a hill, so it's kind of like a hike. It really was a workout. Excuse me again. I'm sorry. I need water. I don't have water. It's okay. I'll survive. So we met him. And then after our little hike that we did at night, we went to the store. I think we went to Target, actually. And we found out that Alex had a Jeep. And like he was like, go find my Jeep. And then we all kind of ran to his Jeep. And then he put down the ceiling or the roof of the car, you know. So then that was my first experience of being in a Jeep with the roof off, which was so cool. Alex, you better bring that Jeep back down during spring because, you know, the weather is much nicer. Yeah. And then on the 17th of August, me and my group from freshman year, which I have not talked to in like a while since, like, you know, COVID and quarantine, we had a bonfire at the Duckweiler Beach. I'm not sure if I said that right, but it was at the beach. And I brought the whole gang. I brought my roommate, Alex, Ray, and her friend. And Ray brought her high school friend. So there was like all six of us. And my group from freshman year was already like seven. So that was like a whole big group. And I brought children. They were all like first year and second years. But that was really fun. And so I had Wednesday. Wednesday was actually my first day of work. And
Actually, my first day of work was Tuesday. It was, I worked before the bonfire. I worked before we went to the bonfire. And then the next day was the initial move-in day. And one of my roommate actually backed out because all her classes were online and she didn't need to be on campus. So we had a vacant room for a bit until our current roommate moved in. Then the 19th of August was my first day of school. I had work in the morning till like noon-ish. And then I attended my virtual classes. But turns out it was supposed to be on site, but the professor changed last minute, so it would turn into a virtual thing. And then the Friday, I also worked from the morning to like 3, and I honestly have no clue what I did. But yes, and then I got my second paycheck actually on the Saturday. And then the rest of the August month was just a blur. It was just me working from like 8 till noon, from Monday to Thursday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is my day off, so I don't work those days, which was awesome because I didn't take any Monday classes, so I only had work that day, and I didn't take any Friday classes either, so I have no work and no school for like the whole weekend. And so my school days would be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, only those 3 days out of 7. And I would try to get my homework done or, you know, get ahead during the weekend if I can. Time does really go by fast. And now I'm at the end of the semester, which means I go home. Yay! I also did not notice that I've been recording for a bit. So what I'm gonna do is end it here and continue it on the next episode. Hope you guys tune in to my next one. Have a good one, guys. Bye.